You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Good evening, creatures and creechettes across the globe, throughout the cosmos. Welcome, all of you weirdos, freaks, fuckers, to Creatures of the Night. My name is Jason Almy. I am privileged and honored to be introducing and opening this show. And it is also my great honor to introduce you to one of my co-hosts. He's to my right. His name is Adam's robot clone, Adam Simmons, 2. What up, Adam Simmons, too? What's good?
Hey, bud. How you doing? So from my memory files, it says that we have had some good times and we've done many drugs together. So greetings, salutations. And below us, as always, because he is less than us, because he is just a mortal soul wrapped in a fucking meat suit with some thick ass bones. The one, the only, Christian Wutzke.
What's up, guys? How are you?
How you doing here? Pal,
I'm excited to hear what we got tonight. We're doing one of those awesome call-in shows. Hopefully we'll have some random old lady from Milwaukee calling in talking about her bleeding walls again tonight.
Oh, she was my favorite.
That lady was awesome, by the way.
I love it. I love it so much. We're going to open the phone lines here in just a minute, but before we do, we need to pay our bills. If you would bear with us, please. The official CBD sponsor of the Creatures of the Night is Hemp Bombs CBD. Hemp Bombs is specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. Many benefits of Hemp Bombs include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. Now, Hemp Bombs come in a wide variety of different products, including oils, gummies, suckers, vapes, and even products for your pets. Go to hempbombs.com and use code CREATURES at checkout. Save 20% on your entire order. And chill the fuck out. Chill the fuck out, guys.
Yo, so that 20% is huge. If you get the 60-count gummies or whatever it is, you end up saving enough money to overnight ship it to your house. I've been having some trouble sleeping the last couple of weeks, and I just got a care package from Hemp Bombs, and now I'm sleeping like a baby, which means I'm waking up every 2 hours screaming at the top of my lungs, and I have no idea what's going on around me. Every episode of the Creatures of the Night is also sponsored by Onnit. Onnit is a health and fitness juggernaut dedicated to delivering complete and total human optimization through a wide array of products, supplements. Onnit combines cutting edge science, earth grown nutrients, and time tested strategies to help you reach your peak performance. If you go to Onnit.com and use the code word creatures, you will save 10%. Yo, if you don't know what Onnit is, first of all, you're fucking up. Second of all, you're stupid. Third of all, let me tell you, I actually have a whole list here. Alpha Brain, this is a list of all of the stuff that you get in the Total Human. Okay, this is just one supplement pack that you can get from Onnit.
That's an understatement, though, dude, because when you actually get it in the mail, it looks like you just order Cards Against Humanity. It's like a shoebox of vitamins.
Yeah, well, let me tell you about all the stuff that's in there. So you get Alpha Brain, and you can get Alpha Brain Black, by the way, which is the fucking super double black brain buster version. You get Active B Complete, black. Strong Bone, Shroom Tech Immune, Spirulina. You get Krill Oil, Shroom Tech Sport. You get the Key Minerals. You get Virtue Tech, and you get New Mood, which will help you sleep and make you feel like Jason Almy when he is in China. Go to Onnit.com. Use the code word creatures. And you can save 10% off right fucking now. Hi, boys.
Is that a Nintendo Switch? Are you reading that ad read for Onnit off of Animal Crossing, you son of a bitch?
Well, I am a cyborg now. Thank you for noticing. And I'm actually tethered into all of them. There they are.
I was going to ask you if Virtue Tech was like your Decepticon code name now, robot clone.
No. What is it? Hype Train Population Me.
Hype Train USA, baby. Population
USA, that's
Population
me.
You. Get on board. I'm going to open the phone lines now. So if you would like to call in, the numbers at the bottom of the screen. We're also
call us.
We're live on Facebook. We're live on YouTube. Follow us when we do these shows on both platforms. Follow us on the socials as well. Night Creatures Pod. And these phone lines are now open. So call in with your crazy shit. We'd like to hear any crazy stories. Go. Pitch us some conspiracy
stuff. I want to hear about aliens. I want to hear about Sasquatch fucking your dog. I want to hear about your oatmeal cookie recipe passed down from your nana. Whatever you got to tell me, I'm all ears tonight. I want to hear everybody's stories.
We got here one. We got one already.
Hell yeah.
Hello, you're live with the creatures.
Hello.
Ooh. Oh, hello. Who is this?
Hello.
This is Jessica.
Oh, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Uh-huh. Hi. So I hear we can talk about whatever we want.
You can
literally whenever you want.
Absolutely.
Okay. Here's what I want to say. I want everyone else to rant on this too. What the fuck is wrong with people that, I was looking at Instagram earlier today and this liberal dude that I know posted up a thing that was like posting up all the deaths from Afghanistan. And then at the very, very end, it's like, skips all of 2021 and then is like deaths that conservatives care about. And it's like 12 deaths from August or something, August 2021. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with all you people that you think that you have to divide it like that? You've just turned something totally, you've simplified something. You've overly simplified something and making a very serious and awful situation more political than it needs to be. Who else?
Chris, you're our political correspondent. What do you think?
No, sirree. I'm deferring to you, Jason Elmy.
Jessica, first of all, thank you for calling in. We wildly appreciate it. And yes, you can rant about whatever you want. And the fact of the matter is that everyone has amnesia when it comes to politics. We have been in Afghanistan and the Middle East since Bush won. So it's been somewhere around 30 years of being in the Middle East, and we went back a couple of times, and even after 9/11, we went back in there, even though, you know, we're not going to get into that. We'll get into that in a couple of phone calls, but we literally have six presidents have been fighting in Afghanistan, and we have now successfully replaced the Taliban with the Taliban. So it's a giant clusterfuck. But unfortunately, the amnesia that people have is not even geopolitical. It's kind of like party politics. It's like, oh, it happened on this guy's watch, so now this guy's responsible. But, oh, this guy tried to do this. And it's like, it's a lot of hit or miss there. People are they're either virtue signaling or they're trying to show that they support one way, but more than everyone else. It's just like, you know, we have a lot of friends that are Republicans. I have a lot of friends that are Democrats as well. But a lot of them are just like, hey, rest in peace to the 13 guys who lost their life trying to defend people while leaving Afghanistan. That's it. That in and of itself should be a statement. Now, to be an edgelord or whatever it is, to be like, oh, this many people died and this one and that one. It's kind of like, I can't really equate it to a whole lot because I'm not nearly intoxicated enough to do math. But it seems as though it's just like heavy virtue signaling while also trying to put the other party down. You understand what I'm like, at least from my perspective?
100%. I mean, to be an edgelord, it's not that conservatives don't care about those lives. It is that we only care if they weren't vaccinated.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Right?
If they took the COVID vaccine, then no bueno. No bueno. But if they're not vaccinated, then guess what? Us liberals are happy when they die. So it depends. It depends on their vaccination status, really. If they died in Kabul, we really got to start talking about the vaccination status.
Definitely not called Kabul, but go on.
Is it pronounced Kabul? I don't even believe you anymore. Fucking Thanos, Bezos. Now it's not Kabul anymore. What is it? What did I say?
That's not what you said. Kabul, not Kabul. You Kabul said Kabul.
I said
you
Kabul.
Said Kabul like a cat eats it. Jessica, no, back kibble. Me up on this.
Cats eat kibble out of your ass, you fuck.
Dude, whatever I do on the weekends has got none of your concern, you fucking liberal.
Yeah, cool. Adam 1 was a lot nicer than you.
Yeah, I get that. Jessica, thank you so much for calling. I really do. We really do appreciate it. Is there anything else that you would like to get off your chest?
Let me see. I think just getting that off my chest, that I think if people just stopped looking at it from conservative versus liberal, I think they'd find that they're all on the same side.
Well, here's the thing. People are a lot easier to control when they're arguing with each other. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if you're going to get in a fight, say it's a group of you, it's 3v3v3, right? Your best bet for victory is to get the other two teams to fight. They start knocking themselves out and you come in and you clean it up. It's simple math, really. So that's what they're doing, just on a grander scale. If you're playing, say, like a war game and you have three teams, right? Any way that you can instigate a fight between the other two teams, the team that's not fighting in that initial combat will most likely become victorious. You know what I mean?
It's divide and conquer.
Yeah, it's 100% divide and conquer. It's the same thing with, like, you know, sports teams. It's like, oh, I can't be friends with him because he's a Cowboys fan. Oh, well, you're a Giants fan. Oh, well, you voted Republican. Oh, yeah. It's that is built into the political agenda so deeply that they're like, oh, it's red versus blue.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know what I mean? But they won't even allow a third party.
The guys at the top, the ones that claim to be red, the ones that can't claim to be blue, what they got in common is fat stacks of cash. These guys are sitting on all the money. And you know what? That's the one thing they agree on, is that they like the fucking money. And where do they get it from? We're all like, red, team blue, and we're going to fight each other. And then they're all like, hey, what the hell is that? Look, it's a black mermaid. And everyone turns their head real quick, and they're like, oh, I got the money. Let's go. They go running off with the money. Meanwhile, we're like, Disney, how dare you? You know what I'm saying? It's all divide and conquer tactics to distract us from the real deal. They don't want us doing another Occupy Wall Street. They don't want us uniting. The broke reds and the broke blues look at each other and think, you know what would be nice? If we could feed our fucking kids. Let's unite and get that guy with all the fucking money who doesn't deserve it. Let's go take him out.
You know, I was talking to my mother-in-law tonight about, because a lot of people will say things like, oh, you know, Biden is just making it so, you know, there's more of an incentive to not work just by paying everybody to stay home. And, you know, I said, yeah, I'm sure there's a good majority of that going on. But the other issue is that, you know, parents who have small children and don't necessarily have like a grandparent or, you know, a family member or someone to help watch their children are forced to stay home. And it's not that they don't want to work. It's that, what are they going to do with their kids all day? Because the school is closed. And what happens when the school is closed? Someone has to be home with those children. And it was hard. Like, I don't think I got through to her at first, but I think after a little bit, she started thinking about it and realizing, like, I think the majority of people, they want to be good people. They don't want to feel like a piece of shit who's just sitting home all day sucking off of the government's teat, when the issue is that they don't have the opportunity that other people have. And I think if more people would just remember that, and that some of these people don't have a choice, it would just make a lot of this feel a lot better for everybody.
I completely agree with you. You also could probably look at it in the way that they're conditioning people to become reliant on the government. Mm-hmm. Because in the next couple of years, who knows when the aliens come down and communicate with us, and then all of a sudden Big Brother's got to throw martial law down and be like, okay, everyone line up outside of the Walmart and you're going to get two eggs and a loaf of bread, and this is the only way that you're going to be able to provide for your family. Now be cool with it. Oh, the by the way, with the
megaphone is like, Adam, those are the only two eggs you get. Quit putting them in your ass.
Yeah, but joke's on him. I could put a whole bunch of eggs in my ass. So
joke on him. I'm waddling out of that Walmart with a whole 18-pack of eggs in my
ass. I'm athletic enough, and I got so many cheeks that I could fucking run, Jack. I'm like a whole ass fucking...
I will never stick anything up my ass, so you guys can do all that yourselves.
That's a good note to go out on, Jessica. Good for you.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. Live
free or don't put nothing in your ass.
Yeah. Live.
And you guys have a good night.
Thank you, Jessica.
You as well, Jessica. All right, we got to bring Jessica back.
Jason going straight to butt stuff every time.
You know, I mean, we're already like 10 minutes into this thing.
Jeez. Oh, shit. Speaking of butt stuff, I think this is Zeus.
Gotta be.
Hey, you're live with the creatures. Who's this?
This is Dr. Zeus.
I told you.
Oh my God. Adam's robot clone sees the future too.
Yeah.
He's Nostradamus. What up, Zeus? How you doing?
What up, Papi Chulo?
What's up? Well, you know, you and I had talked about JFK, and I found out something.
Oh boy, here we go.
So Jackie's pink suit. Are you gonna be here to see it? Because guess when it's gonna be on public display?
With the brain matter, or did they dry clean it?
Oh no. It's been kept in an air conditioned room.
Zeus.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
The suit will not be on display until 2103.
Are they gonna 2103? What,
like 100 years from now?
Yeah, so if you plan to live to be 120 something. Yeah.
So yeah. I'll be fine because I'm a cybernetic organism with living tissue over a metal endoskeleton. But the rest of you guys, that's a bummer for you.
I'm dead. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah. Because of
I think the reason they're delaying is because they don't want us to find out that Bill Clinton came on that dress too. He just squirts on it going down the hallway. Hey, is this a room that Jackie O's dress is in? Okay. Squirt.
Oh, I'm sure it's got more than brain matter on it. But, you know, that Clinton stuff went down when I was in high school. I actually got in trouble because we were supposed to do media reports. And the teacher says to me one day, Mr. Becerra, you didn't do the media report. Yeah. What do you think of this whole ordeal? I said, well, she gave the president a blowjob. Who cares? She's a cocksucker. And the whole class was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you said that. I said, hey,
dude, you're my
that's
hero.
What my grandmother calls her. My grandmother doesn't bullshit me. Monica Lewinsky is a cocksucker. And the teacher, after class, says, you know, I hold your diploma in my hand. I said, I understand it. He says, I appreciate your candor, but at the same time, we don't talk like that in this classroom. I said, well, I appreciate that, sir. But I said, we all know what a blowjob is. Come on. And I'm sure the president.
Come on. We're in fourth grade. We all know what a blowjob is.
Yeah. Oh, no. I was a senior in high school.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I was imagining like a 10-year-old Dr. Zeus. Come on. We all know what a cocksucker is. Come on. Get the fuck out of here.
And JFK, you know, now all this affair shit is coming out about him. It's like, duh. He messed around. But see, people always go after Democrats. Oh, the Democrats sleep around. I've always had a theory that Bush had an affair with Condoleezza Rice.
Now we're breaking news here, Zeus.
That's disgusting, but it's a conspiracy theory that I can dig.
Well, because look at it.
Break into that. Do you have any substantial evidence to support your claim, or are you just swinging and slinging?
Watch interview footage of her either on Charlie Rose, who is now disgraced, or any interview program where she is discussing Bush, the younger Bush. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm just going to love this president forever. And the way she swoons over him, I'm like, oh, he put something inside you. That's why you're swooning like that. Okay.
Yeah, but we don't think Bush slang that kind of dick, though, do we? Do we think W was slanging, like, was he packing or was he?
I mean, he had enough to hit fucking Tower 7, so.
I think Bush was taking probably, what's the stuff for the hard-ons?
Blue Chew.
Sedafedil.
Sedafedil.
Before Blue Chew.
Tenafedil.
Viagra. He was popping Viagra. I mean, why do you think Laura Bush always looks so happy? Come on.
Because she was hanging with her brother.
He was bringing Condoleezza home for the long weekends with the wife. Yeah. They were like popping anal nitrates and Viagras like they were candies. And then W was slanging the D.
Hey, here's my evidence. I have friends of all different, you know, I have friends who are Republicans. I have friends who are Democrats, independents. My friends from college who were Republicans, they were married, but not happily married. So when we would go to a club, those wedding rings would come off.
Of course. Because if you get married super young, you're just doing it to impress your parents.
Yeah. My Democrat brain was like, oh, my God, I wasn't raised around that. Shit.
Do you think George W. was like doing the American Psycho thing where he's like hitting Condoleezza from the back and doing like the flexing and then reaching over and he hits the button in Tower 7? Goes,
I have a question. Do you think he made them both stand real, real still and then he dressed like an airplane and jumped across the room and knocked them over?
100%. 100%.
You know,
I'm asking, asking for a friend.
We're coming up on 9/11. Every New Yorker that I've ever talked to has told me it's an inside job. Every New Yorker, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, they've all told me only New Yorkers are like, you can't put one over on us. you can't. You know, they're like something tainted happened. Or as my friend from Long Island would say, he would say, you can't put one over on this. Some kind of shit went down.
I mean, shit went down, dude.
Shit went down.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
I mean, how else were they going to invade the cradle of civilization to take control of the fucking Stargate, Zeus? I mean, like, things had to happen in order for that move to be made.
Of course. Like I said, I am offering myself to the aliens if they've never experienced a blowjob. Come on. I don't know. It'll be like out of
it. They probably do it with their mind, bro. They probably just mind meld with you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Richard Dreyfuss did the right thing in that movie where he took off with the aliens. He was like, fuck it. I can't hang here.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I'm out.
That's always the move.
I'm going to go fuck alien snatching Andromeda.
Now, Zeus, how do you feel about it? Do you think it was an inside job for sure, right?
Oh, most definitely. Certain family members of mine who were in the military all said to me that day, yeah, this something's not right here. And I said, yeah. I mean, both my grandfathers, my grandfather served in World War II. My other grandfather served in Korea. Even my father, who served in Vietnam, has said, this government has always done crooked ass shit. Always. And well, we saw that first serving in Vietnam.
And I mean, Rumsfeld got on TV the day before and said that there was like trillions of dollars missing. And then the entire collection of financial records just happened to fall at free fall speed due to fires because an adjacent building was hit with one airplane that was rated to be hit with more than one airplane. And then they all went down.
Look, dude, now we don't have a problem anymore. He solved that problem. I think you're just a fucking hater, dude. He was too good at his job and you can't handle that shit. Those numbers went away. He solved the fucking debt. I think you're looking at it from the wrong point of view, Adam.
Oh, no. I'm here for it.
Some hater
you got to clean up your mess, dog. You know what I mean? But here's the thing. Just let us know. Just tell us.
Yeah.
Two birds, one stone. We got to go get the Stargate, and we got to cover up all these bills.
Do you think
Lemieux has got to go avenge his father in the Middle East? So,
yeah.
Three birds, one stone.
So, younger Bush, if you look at it now, and back to the Condoleezza thing, he loves black women. He was giving Michelle Obama candy. Come on. But you know what, Barack's like, no, I got that, boy. You don't need to put it on her. We know you put it on Condoleezza, but you're not putting it on Michelle. Come on, she's happy.
Well, here's the thing. If your dad is the president, you get whatever you want whenever the fuck you want. You know what I mean? So he was probably like, yo, come on over to Camp David, guys. I'll show you where the fucking wild goose goes. I got secret hallways and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best film about that is Vice, where Christian Bale plays Dick Cheney. That was probably the best performance I've ever seen of a president or vice president because it was hilarious. They took liberties with the story and showed how, you know, Bush was basically calling him Uncle Dick and all that other shit.
Dick.
American Psycho. Here's American Psycho himself playing Dick Cheney, who basically was running the country while W was probably in the back smoking doobie.
Oh, that's 100%. What's going on? The CEO of Halliburton, the biggest war manufacturer in the world, has a chair on the governmental board of America, right? Somewhere in Bush's cabinet, he's there.
Is that
and then, hey, let's start the biggest war ever because we're goddamn America. Yeah. Freedom fries, freedom toast, freedom kitchen, and fuck France. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, oh, well, fucking A, freedom fries. I like it.
But you know, with Bush, he's had French pussy. So whenever he puts Haterade out there, it's like, oh, please, you're just mad because she didn't give you a Hummer, okay? He is not clean and sober. That man still gets down. You can see it in his face. He's like, I'm out here digging up armadillos and painting pictures. And Laura's back there in the truck. Yeah, because Laura's probably sleeping a hangover off. Come on.
I mean, look, he went through a lot as our pretend president, so let the man rest.
He was afraid to keep up.
Yeah. Zeus, we love you. Thank you so much for calling in again.
You're welcome.
I mean, I guess this is a good time to announce it because you're here and we want to make sure that you hear it. But we got some merch coming out soon, some shirts, not just the stuff that we wear, but we got a couple other things, potentially a hat. We got some cross promotion stuff with maybe Sleep Terror or Official. We got some stickers. We got a whole bunch of other stuff coming out. So keep an eye out for that. Everyone listening right. And Dr. Zeus himself. Zeus, thank you so much for calling in, brother. We really appreciate it.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're the fucking best.
Dr. Zeus.
Wild, dude.
All everybody right, listen to Dr. Zeus Film Podcast.
Damn, that was a banger.
Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. I mean, geez, we've already talked about Kabul, whatever the fuck you say.
You said it right once.
We talked about that. We talked about Jeff Bezos. We talked about 9/11 was an inside job and George W. slang dick.
Condoleezza Rice.
We even mentioned JFK. We're hitting like, this is like the greatest hits of all fucking conspiracy theories tonight.
It's pretty great.
I love it. I absolutely.
There's another conspiracy theory that was brought to our attention recently, and I have some audio that I can play.
Please hold
a message.
So I've always been like 100% team OJ Simpson is guilty. Recently, it was brought to my attention to check out his son Jason. Here's what I found.
Pause it, we're gonna pause that for a second.
You got to close the lines, I guess, when we do a read.
Hey, you're live with the creatures. Who's this?
Hey, it's John Domingo. What's up, John?
Oh, shit.
Johnny.
Here we go.
Johnny, what's going on, man? I've been watching the Boomer Bunker every morning because I work from home, so I have that luxury of turning it on.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of fun with this, but I think this whole thing with Afghanistan, I mean, if you sit back, you couldn't make a dumber exit if you tried. And the amount of equipment we left and the money we left and everything that we did, to me, this seems like the biggest conspiracy. It goes all the way back to Hunter's laptop and what was on that. And I mean, even with all those trucks and all those helicopters and all the stuff that was there, all we had to do was open up the oil thing and put in a quart of antifreeze, and all that stuff would have been junk after 5 miles. The engines would have seized. They would have had a pile of scrap. So the fact that we left everything there for them just seems like such an inside job to me, even more of an inside job than 9/11.
Is that possible?
Bro, what do you mean we left everything there for them? They're driving around in Toyotas with fucking M16s. What's more American than that? If that happened in Mississippi, it would be a fucking country music video, okay? Like, yeah. Just because they're dressed differently doesn't mean, like, we made the Taliban. Like, we funded them. Osama bin Laden was in the fucking White House in the 80s and the 70s, and then that motherfucker was, you know, subject number one, the biggest bad guy that has ever existed. Bull fucking shit, dude. This has been the long game, John. I gotta tell you, dude. There's something there, Chris. Maybe it's a Stargate. Maybe it's just the opium. I don't know. I think it's the opium, but it could be a Stargate.
What if it's a Stargate made out of opium?
Two things can be true, Jay. It's possible.
What if the Stargate leads to these like galactic poppy fields that are like the size of, I don't know, the entire galaxy? They're just like poppy fields that stretch longer than the sun.
Infinite poppy fields forever.
Yes.
I mean, what if they just give whoever controls them access to pop in and out around the Earth and have strategic advantage when they're trying to do things in this realm? Let's just live in this realm with a little bit of magic. What if that's true?
I would love that to be true. But I think John's got a point. I mean, I think, you know, like I saw earlier when I was watching Joe Biden address the nation that what he said was that the pullout was not sloppy and that he didn't make a mess
he didn't get shit
everywhere. So I think maybe what if the president was right and that this was like a calculated maneuver to, even though it looks fucked up, maybe it was a calculated maneuver because that's what he said on television earlier.
Yeah. Put some old demented guy in the White House that they can blame everything on. He's going to get blamed for everything that they're trying to do right now. There's not one thing that he has done since he's been president that hasn't been an utter disaster. Southern border, the economy, now leaving Afghanistan. It's only been 7 months. I can't imagine what it's like going to be like in 3 years. So,
well, here's the thing, man. The president never really has any power, and he's just a figurehead. And to play into the team mentality and the politics and shit like that, you're only being distracted from really what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, so the real question is like, what are they doing behind the curtain while we're looking at the hot girl wave the wand around? You know what I mean? Well, like, so what they're doing is they're riling up the Republican Party the same way that they've been riling up the Democratic Party for the last 4 or 5 years. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the behind the curtain is the Great Reset. Behind the curtain is where we don't, you know, the plebs, the slaves, us, the people that work for, you know, the wage that we work for, we are the ones that are not going to have anything. We are not going to have, you know, they're going to use us and to work and build things until we get to a certain age. And then they're going to have this COVID virus was just a way. This was just to start a test to see how many old people they could take out. They don't even have money for Social Security. They got to get the biggest population is about ready to go on Social Security. They don't have money to pay them.
I don't even think it's that, John. This thing has been more of an exercise in control. And we've given it to them. They haven't even had to flex on us, dude. Like, we're just saying, yes, do it. Wear the mask. Get the shot. Do the thing. With no fucking evidence of why we need to do it. That's what this is about, bro. They're taking shit from us, and we're not even putting up a fight.
And anybody that says, hey, look, this virus, if you're young and healthy, you get over it. It's not a big deal. They start screaming at you. And they say, look at the science. Well, if you go and look at any of the science, this virus is, I'm not saying it's not bad, and I'm not saying it doesn't take people out, but there are ways of, they're using this virus to control them. And the thing that scares the people that own this world more than anything is ivermectin. Because if it comes out how good ivermectin takes care of this and prevents it, there's going to be hell to pay. We'll start bringing out the guillotines again. And that's no lie, because people have lost their fortunes, they've lost their businesses, and this is all could have been controlled a lot better with a pill that you can get over the counter in most countries for like $1. And here we are, gentlemen.
I mean, look, it of course is all about control, the way that Chris was talking, and even you, I think one hand washes the other, right? Like, so again, it's the same thing we were just talking about earlier. They like to do things, 2 birds, 1 stone, 3 birds, 1 stone, whatever it is. So if they can simultaneously wipe out part of the biggest population that there is so that they can retain more money and not have to pay Social Security into, while also inflicting far more rules and regulations than we've seen since the Patriot Act. You know what I mean? Like, do you remember, John? You're old enough to remember what America was like before 9/11 and, you know, before we signed away basically all of our freedoms and lives just to click and download an app and things of that nature. And it's scary. And people are like, oh, you just do it. Like everyone else is just do it. Well, what are you going to do? Not have a phone? Like, what are you going to do? Not use the internet? Like, you're going to be a farmer? Yeah, that works for some people. It doesn't work for everyone. So unfortunately, we have to, you know, either take part or get taken over. So we've been signing away our freedoms for the last 20 years just by having a phone. They put a fucking camera on the front of it so that they could see your face while you're doing better, like even better. So they could spy on you even better. They could see where you're at and what you're doing, who you're with at all times. They're listening to you. And this is just putting you in more harm's reach because you're not, all of your freedoms are going to be taken away. Like forced inoculation is something that, you know, we're probably not going to get into a whole lot on this because we stream to YouTube. And every single time I say that sentence, I watch the viewership just go down and down and down. We're getting fucking shadow banned left and right.
I was going to say, don't even trip, dude. We've already crossed the threshold. So just say what you got to say, man.
Oh, all right. I mean, it literally like the 14th Amendment. It's like, you will not, like, there's no reason that, you know, here's the thing, right? Everyone's like, oh, pro-America, we're so American, this and that, follow the Constitution, that. And then they're just like, okay, freedom of speech, you're not allowed to say whatever the fuck you want. You're not allowed. Like, if I misgender Chris or you, John, or
Alan,
you know what I mean? I'm a hateful bigot and I deserve, like, literally what happened to Jason Alme, right? Like, what did he say? Like some boo-boo words and then someone found out on the internet? You know,
not even that. I think it was something as innocuous as being disrespectful to women by calling them bitches.
Listen, and he's gone. We're allowing this. I've stopped. I don't care anymore. I say what I say, and that's it. And everybody has to start getting into this. And people that are offended, they're going to get offended. And guess what? They get over it. It doesn't matter anymore. But I'm done. I'm done with all these genders. I'm done with all this nonsense that goes on. I'm for common sense. Come at me with common sense. I'll be your best friend. Come at me with, what was it the other day? Libra gender. Libra gender? What, are you kidding me? I am not even going to start. But this is what I'm talking about.
Well, I actually, I haven't
started.
Until we give it away. I'm not giving it away. You guys should need
I to. Actually, I have a theory, John. And I would like for you to actually be a part of this conversation because I'm pretty sure you feel very similar. And also, to your point about you not giving a fuck and saying whatever the fuck you want, this is why we love you, John. Not for nothing. You are hands down, like unanimously voted, one of our favorite podcasters that we've not only interacted with, but we listen to frequently ever since we've met. We have all gotten along like fucking gangbusters because we're all fucking animals. So I have a theory, and I'm going to work this theory in probably later in the episode when we're not taking as many calls. But I think that the over media driven focus on the LGBTQ community and the softening, the nerfing of the world in at the same time was to prepare an entire generation of adults, the generation that's below us, in between their kids or our generation's kids and us, right? So the adults in the next 20 years to be softer and to roll over and show their pink belly a little bit more because they've always gotten trophies. They've always gotten their way. And now if they want their way, they got to give up some freedoms. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm going to extrapolate on it later. I don't want to bury the lead, but I think it's a long game that they're playing here, John. And I think that the whole reason that they nerfed the world for that generation was that so now, starting now, they could just start taking away freedoms. And the most, the popular vote, the kids that are always on the internet and they're talking and they're doing the TikToks and they're doing the Instagrams and stuff like that, all of the streamers, all of the liberal media, they're going to be so willing to give up their freedoms just because it's going to be safer because they grew up in a world that's super safe. They don't know what danger is anymore. So the second that they see danger, they're going to reel back and be like, oh my God, daddy saved me. And daddy's not going to be there. And the government's going to be there to save them. So I think that that's got a lot to do with it.
Just going to leave you with this. And I don't know where I heard it, but it's absolutely 100%. Good times make soft men.
Mm-hmm.
Hard times make strong men. And that's what we need right now. We need a little bit of hard times because
I 100% agree with you. I believe the full quote is hard times make soft men make weak times make hard men make weak times.
That's it.
And it repeats and it keeps repeating. And we just went through a lot of hard times and we worked really, really super hard. And now we're in some soft times. So the generation of kids that are growing up now are going to be some bad motherfuckers. And hopefully they'll be able to pull this out. But unfortunately, we're going to have to wait about 30 or 40 years for them to be adults, for them to get their fucking act together. And it's unfortunate that, you know, I don't want to say the twilight, but we're at least in the autumn of our lives. You know what I mean? We're on the decline rather than the incline here. So we might not see it to full fruition, but we've lived through some pretty good times, John, and we appreciate you, and we love you.
John likes the heart.
Raise those boys to be men. That's what I'm telling you.
I raise my boys to be Libra gender, whatever they feel like being. I say chop your dicks off to prevent rape, everybody.
You raise those boys to be men. All right, gentlemen, I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Raise those boys to be ladies, okay, everybody? Put them in a dress. 13. Let's do it.
John Domingo, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen to the Boomer Bunker, y'all. Boomer Bunker. Check out Boomer Bunker podcast. Oh, Donnie tried to call.
Oh, Donnie, call back, dude.
Yeah, call back. I want to hear about Area 51. Come on, let's pitch let's to me a go. Little bit. We're geopolitical as fuck. We're 3/4 of the way goddamn through the show. Come on, let me talk about some fucking underground Dulce, New Mexico. Let me talk about the Denver airport, for Christ's sake. Come on. Come on, Donnie. Come on, Donnie.
Come on, the big guy wants to talk about Dulce de Leche.
You want to try and Adam, you want to try and run that that OJ clip back?
Surely. That sounds like something I would love to do.
Well, God, stick up in it.
There it is.
You're live with the Creatures. Who's this?
Hello.
It's a fucking Donnie motherfucking Gates.
Donnie motherfucking Gates. Finally.
On MFG.
Finally. Tell me about the Denver airport, you cocksucker. Come on.
No. Well, you know what? How much time do I have?
You got as much time.
You got as much time as you want.
You got as much time as you want.
We'll send you the StreamYard link if you want to be a part of this.
Whatever it takes.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, because I will fucking jump right on now.
Jason, work that out.
Jason, work that out, boy.
All right.
Let me set some shit up. I'll be with you in about 3 minutes.
Sounds good, brother.
In that time, I'm going to play the fucking OJ thing, finally.
Hell yeah.
Here, I'm gonna make sure you don't get disturbed.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
So I've always been like 100% team OJ Simpson is guilty. Recently, it was brought to my attention to check out his son, Jason. Here's what I found. Prior to the killings, Jason was diagnosed with intermittent rage disorder. He had stopped taking his medication 2 months before the murders. He wrote a note in which he talked about killing anyone who hurt a loved one of his. In his past, Jason had nearly killed a girlfriend and seriously injured another. At the time of the murders, he was on probation for attacking his boss with a knife. He has no alibi that can be supported as to where he was during the murders. His time card for work that night was handwritten, even though the electric clock was working. A black Navy watch cap with animal fur on it was found at the crime scene. Photographs obtained from Jason's storage locker show that he wore them often, and that he had a dog. In this locker was also a knife that matched the description of what was used for the murders. He had field knife training from the Navy Academy. The day after the murders, OJ hired a top criminal attorney to defend Jason, although he wasn't a suspect. Police never even tested the fingerprints found at the scene or the DNA under Nicole's fingernails against Jason. After hearing all this, what do you guys think?
It's a good question. After hearing all that, what do you guys think?
Oh, shit. That was a lot. It came very fast. Well, I've always been kind of open to the idea that maybe everybody assumes OJ did it. But what if we're all wrong? I love the idea of everybody being wrong.
Yeah. I mean,
well, everyone except the racist white cops, right? Jason, is that what you're saying? Racist white cops are right?
No, what I'm saying is everybody thinks that hold on a second. Everybody thinks OJ did it, right? Everybody thinks OJ got off.
Yeah, almost unanimously, I'd say.
No, I'm Team Juice, bro.
Your Team Juice. Well,
I might be. I'm Why? Open to Team Juice. If you quit fucking with me, I might be open to
Look
team
at me.
Juice.
Look at me.
Hey, Creature World. This is Team Juice right over here. This is Adam Simmons. Hype Train. Population
Hype Train
one.
USA. Population me and the Juice. Ghosts are spooky, but they don't bite.
So what's Jason Simpson's motive? Why does he go over there? Why does he kill Nicole Simpson?
I mean, he's nuts. He's unbalanced, right? I'm sure he played a lot of football being OJ's kid as a child and in high school. And
but if he's nuts and unbalanced, has he killed more people? Did he just kill why just kill two people one time? Wouldn't you kill
people? Well, here's the thing. According to the poorly edited TikTok that we listened to with a lot of hard breaks, he I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. I lost it. He threatened to kill people before. He's had knife training. He's probably got a fair amount of CTE from being the Juice's son, Juice Jr.
Shout out.
You know what I mean? Sippy. Young Sippy Simpson. He, you know, the Juice Box himself.
The Juice Box.
He was probably smashing his head up against people regularly. I'm sure that, yeah, Zeus is right. I'm sure that he had a vendetta against her because he left his mom.
That starts
OJ left his mom for Nicole, right?
That's the harlot that broke up his family. I see. Yeah. That's the white
she's
devil.
She's a Jezebel.
Yeah, that's your motive right there. I mean, like, it does make sense, you know?
And then she left his dad, and then he was like, that's it. This bitch is going down because he's unbalanced.
Hell yeah. Sometimes
there he is. Oh, hello.
Oh, shit. So what do you think? Jason Simpson, OJ's son, did he kill Nicole and Ron?
Hold on. Lube it up a little bit. Welcome the man to the show. Donnie motherfucking Gates. Welcome to the Creatures.
Welcome question.
What up, DG? How you doing, brother?
What's up?
What's good, man?
Unofficial creature of the Creatures of the Night.
Yeah, what's going on?
At this point, I guess you're an official creature now. So we're talking about in your hiatus between your phone call and your now arrival, we were talking about how Jason Simpson, OJ's son, killed, what's her name? JonBenet Ramsey? Nicole Simpson. he probably killed JonBenet as well.
Probably.
But he killed Ron Goldman and Nicole to get back at them for breaking up his parents' marriage. He was also a little unbalanced. He had field knife training. A lot of evidence is pointing. He's also the size of the juice. The isotoners would have fit his hand. His watch was found at the scene of the crime. There's a whole lot else there. But do you think that it could have been his son? Or
absolutely.
Is it the juice?
Yeah, no, I'm down with that. I always thought that the juice was innocent. I thought he was wrongfully accused.
Look at this guy. We just said that almost unanimous.
It was 1995, and I said that man did not do it.
You did. I remember I was in eighth grade when he was found innocent. And I was like, yeah, obviously he didn't do it.
Clearly, he did not.
Team Juice. Yeah.
They're just blaming him because he's black. I mean,
whoa, yeah, hey, Twitter world. Seemed like the case to me. You know, what was the detective's name? Mark Furman?
Mark Furman. He was a racist piece of shit.
Yeah. He was a racist. He just wanted to, and he didn't like seeing this black guy rise up through the ranks and become a millionaire and have this pretty blonde wife.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He hated it. I'm with this story.
Yeah. See?
I love it.
Dude, we're just solving. We're solving shit left and right here at the Creatures. Right. Yeah. Goddamn.
Anybody got any more cold cases?
Yeah, what's up? I heard y'all motherfuckers like cold cases on podcasts. We're out here solving the Creatures of the Night.
I was unfortunately on the phone with my mate for like the first half of the show. So did you already talk about JonBenet Ramsey?
No.
And how she's Katy Perry? JonBenet Ramsey's not dead and she grew up to be Katy Perry. Is that what you're referring to, Donnie?
Isn't JonBenet blonde and Katy Perry's a brunette?
I mean, like, that's an easy fix.
I mean,
bro.
that's what the government wants you to think, Donnie.
No,
I don't know. It would make more sense if she grew up to be Taylor Swift, wouldn't it?
T-Swizz, now you're hitting a nerve with what's in there.
There are people that will murder you for saying shit about T-Swizz. I talked shit about T-Swizz on the internet, and there were people like, I wish you were dead.
I was like, what the fuck? I remember that.
All I said was she didn't give blowjobs, and you want me to die for that?
Okay. Well, by the rate of how often she breaks up with people, that's probably accurate.
It's a tough fandom. Yeah.
Dude, you got canceled. I don't want to begin a conversation about JonBenet Ramsey. Because Lauren is in the room and she's going to rip the microphone out of my hand and she's going to start, because that's her favorite conspiracy theory.
You want me to send her a StreamYard link to
her cold case?
We told her to call.
Her favorite cold case. We did tell her to call. You want to put my sunglasses on and come over here and talk about JonBenet Ramsey? Okay.
You want to get me going on a cold case? I will. There's one here in New Hampshire that.
Yeah, come on over. Yeah,
this is legit the first time a phone call has ever turned into a full-on guest spot, Donnie. So I mean, like, I feel like we're shortchanging you, though. We're 50 minutes in, dude. We need to have you on for a full-on episode. But
I want to be.
What's the New Hampshire cold case?
So there's this case that I am fucking obsessed with. In 2004, this girl, Maura Murray, comes up from University of Massachusetts Amesbury. She drives up to New Hampshire, to Haverhill, New Hampshire, and she's on a corner. She goes into the corner, crashes her car. Someone sees her, comes outside, says, "Hey, are you all right?" And she says, "Yeah, I just called AAA." Except there's no cell phone service in the area. So she just supposedly called AAA. 20 minutes later, the police are on the scene. She has never been seen again, ever.
When was this?
This was in 2004.
Okay.
So she's been missing for 17 years now. Never seen again. No fucking.
Just locked up in someone's basement like those broads in Ohio.
Oh, like Kimmy Schmidt and them?
Yeah.
A couple of fucking houses. They searched a couple houses in the area. Never saw her. I don't know, man. I think she might have stepped. I think the same thing, kind of the same thing that I think about Bigfoot. I think that she probably was, because I think she was drinking. I think she stepped into the woods because the police were driving up and down the road. She didn't want to get caught drinking and driving, so she's like hiding in the woods whenever she sees headlights. I think she stepped into the woods, and just like Bigfoot, on, because I think Bigfoot came from another planet.
Now you're talking.
Or dimension or something like that. Bigfoot walked through like a wormhole, steps into the woods in Utah or something like that. And he sees these people off in this fucking distance. And he's used to this, right? Because it's Bigfoot. He's been in other dimensions. He knows what the fuck is going on. He sees these people with the camera off in the woods. And he's like, yeah, I got shit to do. All right. I got to find that wormhole I just stepped into. Maura Murray, on the other hand, lives here on Earth in this current dimension. She stepped into this wormhole. Who knows where the fuck she went? And she's just like, what the fuck is going on? She's just gone forever.
She's disoriented. Yeah. She's confused. She's seeing 9 foot tall, glowing.
Donnie, now you're talking that shit. Dude.
No, hold on. There's a whole dimension full of fucking Sasquatches taking pictures of her.
Can you imagine?
Exactly. Yes. And dude, she's the thing that people have been trying to figure out for the last 17 years in some other dimension. They don't get it. They're like, there's this fucking white girl out here. God. She's been drunk for 20 years.
Short? She's got no hair.
Yes, right. Yeah. She's short. Yeah. We're all standing here at 8 foot tall, and she's over here at 5 foot five. We don't, what is this fucking little thing?
No, she's reverse Bigfoot.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly. She's reverse Bigfoot.
She's little foot.
Yeah. She's.
Land before time and all of that.
Uh-huh. She's Babyfoot. She's Babyfoot.
Oh, shit.
That's what they would call her.
God damn. That's amazing. Holy shit. Have Lauren go nuts about her fucking Jean-Benet.
All right. Go off on Jean-Benet.
So she can get the fuck out of here.
This isn't even my favorite cold case. Go. You lied already.
What is it?
Oh, no. I have like a list. Oh no! Here she is. Wait, that's her. Are we?
No. Ghislaine was involved.
Yeah. That's, why?
Oh, okay.
Of course. Right.
Why are they together? So
Ghislaine Maxwell was involved with JonBenet Ramsey's murder.
In the past, like she time traveled.
Well, actually, you know what? It wouldn't surprise me though if Jeffrey Epstein was like, "Hey, this fucking little supermodel, I want her in my little stable down in the fucking down in the Caymans," and then they try to get her and things go wrong.
She's with what's her name? Madeline McCann that they stole from where the fuck was she? Portugal. She got sold from Portugal.
You gotta have like a farm.
Children or Jeffrey Epstein.
I guess if you're Epstein, you gotta have a farm system, right? So like obviously these girls are gonna become of age and then they lose their value, so you gotta like start grooming the next crop, right? Is that how this works? Is that how this works, Adam's robot clone?
They don't want you anymore.
Oh wow! Dude, well, yeah. That young.
Once they turn 18, then you get a. 18, then you got to get in the next one. Then you got to get in the next generation of children.
Shit. Who actually? Do you want like my actual factual?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Oh, like her actual brother. Factual real.
Her brother, 100%.
I do too. I'm with you. Yeah, her brother.
What evidence? They like literally. If you look at an autopsy report, there's still like undigested pineapple in her stomach. Yeah. So what we think happened is that the brother with rage issues fucking clubbed her in the head and the mom saw it and had to cover it up. And the dad's this innocent bystander who eventually went nuts and then married Natalie Holloway's mom, who also lost her daughter in a fucking
all right.
And then hold on. Who's Natalie Holloway? You act like I'm on fucking True Crime USA, man. This is not the hype train that we're a part of. Tell me who the fuck Natalie Holloway is, goddammit.
You don't know who Natalie Holloway is?
I don't know anything. I'm a fucking child.
She's like
Natalie Holloway, pretty little blonde girl, went down to like Aruba or something on a senior trip.
Mistake.
And she goes down there and she gets, she goes out with some locals because the drinking age down there is 18. So she's over 18. She can drink. She's out at the club with some locals.
Yep.
And then she's never seen again.
So they drugged her.
Yes.
They were just trying to like give her like a rapey drug.
Yes.
And then she had like a seizure or some other type of reaction and died. And then they didn't know what to do. So they buried her.
I think they threw her in the ocean and hoped for the best. And it worked out.
The guy who got booked for another murder, who they think killed her, said they put her in cement.
Yeah, but he was like extorting the family.
Yeah, true. But still. Isn't he dead? He's dead too.
Wait, so I have a question. Are Lauren and Donnie going to start a cold case podcast?
Or fucking real? What just happened?
Okay, you want to know what my favorite cold case? Oh my God. Right now, it keeps me up at night. There's this girl.
Go off.
Her name's Jennifer Kessie. I wish more people knew about her.
Is
she here?
Is that the one from Florida?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God.
They got that bitch's picture every fucking where, dude. Still, it's been 20 years. I see her every day. It's been
20 years. So they can't find anything with this girl. And the only evidence they have is this video surveillance of this dude. Suspect walking from her car in another part of a
parking lot. Oh, with the fence?
Yes. Yeah. And she's walking by a fence, and the surveillance camera is so old that it's in clips. Like, you don't actually see it consistently. The only clips of him, he's behind a pillar every time. So all you know is this person's about, like, 5'5". They have a man bun, and it's in black.
This is another person that stepped out of another dimension.
Yes.
This is the Slender Man.
Because 2003, nobody was rocking man buns.
She's up and gone.
Absolutely not.
They think that, I think there were like illegals working on that apartment complex, and they would always like holler at her. And I think that they just up and kidnapped
her,
put her in the foundation because they were rebuilding it. I think she's in the ground right there. But
Jimmy Hoffa style.
Orlando PD has had like all this evidence for basically the whole 20 years up until last year when they hired a separate PI and sued the city to give the family all the evidence back. And they found new leads, but I'm dying to know what the fuck happened to this girl. Sorry.
What are you sorry for? Go off.
Yeah, why are you apologizing?
Yeah, go off, dude.
I mean, you're sitting here dressed like Illuminati Kenny Powers, dude. I'm feeling the vibe.
I'm wearing that weird psychedelic shirt.
Yes, dude. Thank you for dropping that on us, man. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Illuminati Kenny Powers.
Is that me? That's Powers.
What set is that me?
Yeah, that's my cold case rant. But anyway, back to JonBenet Ramsey. Her brother killed her. That's all I got.
Definitely killed her. Definitely the brother. I'm with you. Totally the brother.
Definitely not Katie. Yeah. Definitely not Katy Perry. Are we?
No. Definitely not. No. Okay. No. Definitely the brother killed her.
Yes.
And I don't know what the fuck happened with the How the fuck did that investigation? That's the bigger question. That's the conspiracy. What the fuck happened with the investigation? How did that go so bad that they couldn't fucking figure that out?
And money.
They
dog.
Haven't figured
money.
It out. After,
money.
After what? 25 years? 26 years? Something like that.
Where was it? Where were they? Denver.
Colorado,
okay, yeah, so they're in Denver, Colorado. They have a multi-million-dollar home, right? That dude's got bank, like old money. He was like, look, you caught me. What do you want? Three bills, four bills? Shut your fucking mouth. Guy's like, okay, dope, retired.
No,
that's it. Easy peasy. It was the 90s, dude. The internet didn't exist yet. The guy was like, I'm getting off scot-free here.
There was that.
I don't know, because he only... I think the father made his salary was somewhere in the vicinity of like $2 million a year, right? Well, let's just say $2 million a year. And he had just gotten a bonus of like $150,000, which when you're making $2 million a year, $150,000 is like, it's not that much.
No.
And if you're, I don't know how much longer he worked after that, but how much are you going to pay someone off to ignore a murder? Because I don't know. For me, maybe I just have more morality. You're going to have to pay me a lot of fucking money that's going to last me the rest of my life. And I'm going to be driving Toyota Supras and Ferraris and have all the money I ever want for the rest of my life.
It's very unpractical for you to drive a Supra in Denver.
Well, the other thing you have
to yes, definitely.
back then, they made them fresh. Exactly. I think that... I mean, if you think about it logically, what, like a police salary is only going to be X amount. And if he solves the case and puts it away, does he get a bonus? Not $150,000 worth of a bonus.
No bonus.
Yeah, 100% bonus.
They moved the body so much that it was fucked from the beginning.
The whole thing was fucked from the beginning.
Yeah, there were no steps. There were no steps in or away from the building, right? And it was freshly snowed.
Yeah. Didn't the mother on the 911 call say something to the son to the effect of like, we're not talking to you right now, or you're not talking to anybody right now, something like that.
Right. Some dismissive statement that she said, like, yo, you got to fucking cool your jets. Mommy and daddy got this right now.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah.
It wasn't even.
Yeah. Mommy and daddy already lost the daughter and they fucking knew it. And they were, for whatever reason, the kid was fucking 12 years old. I don't even think he was that old. He wasn't going to jail.
You're 10. No. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. He wasn't going to jail. So like, why cover it up? Why not just call 911 and be like, my son just killed my daughter. It was an accident. Let's wrap this shit up by 9 a.m.
What's the son doing now?
It's Christmas Day, all right? We got presents to unwrap.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good question, Adam. What's the son doing now?
They've tried to interview him, and he doesn't really want to talk to anyone. And the interview
Yeah, why would he?
He has nothing to do with it, exactly. He's not doing anything.
Someone needs to MK Ultra him.
I don't think
I haven't already.
Doesn't have a job. Like, there's no. I can't
imagine. Yeah, can you imagine going to Starbucks and be like, "Hi,
well,
my name is Ben.
The mom's dead. She forget her first name.
She's dead. Yep. Cancer, I think.
Yep.
Ovarian cancer. She died at age 49.
There you go. And then the dad remarried Natalie Holloway's mom after got divorced, which is like just blows my mind. I think he died too. Isn't he dead? You're on a computer.
You know what? I don't think that's accurate, but I could be
wrong.
I
think Donnie is a computer for these questions.
I don't know why I thought.
I still don't even know who these people are. So I'm just I'm here for the ride.
The JonBenet Ramsey case?
No, Natalie Holloway.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah, you do. You definitely do.
That girl, she disappeared.
Are you sure?
I think we confused him from the get go by talking about Condoleezza Rice and shit. He's like, well, who, what?
There's this new. There's this new fad.
Not white.
There's this new fad out there called podcast, and they the overwhelming majority of successful ones are true crime.
It doesn't hit with me.
I think every single one of them has covered Natalie Holloway.
Mm-mm-mm. For sure,
doesn't hit with me.
There's I forget the other one. Up and Vanished, Unconcluded. There's one
Up and Vanished. Yeah, Unresolved. Let's see here. Undisclosed.
Look at the two of these guys. Did we just become best friends? Yup.
We told you. I told you. They have a podcast now, dude.
It's crazy because you know what the one was about, that some girl that disappeared in Georgia. I can't remember. I listened to it like so long ago. But the podcast itself helped solve the fucking crime. So many people came up with tips and then they found the guy who did it.
Up and Vanished? Yeah. That was crazy to listen to.
He hasn't listened to the serial either, and I'm like, yeah. By the way.
Okay, well, I listened to the season one, but I mean, Jesus Christ.
The season one's
okay.
It's just
no, it's not. They all suck, actually, because Sarah, is her name Sarah? She's like, I just don't get it. How could – I don't get it. He's just so nice, and we talk on the phone, and there's just no way he could – it's someone who's supporting OJ. It's like, I don't get it. I mean, he's just such a nice boy. But, you know, it's just weird because he just didn't ever – call her again. He never paged her again after the day she went missing, and everyone else wanted to know where she went and was trying to contact her, but he never tried to contact her. I wonder if it's because he might have fucking killed her and knew she was dead.
I don't think he did it. I also don't think Scott Peterson
absolutely killed her.
Okay,
absolutely fucking murdered her. Absolutely.
Oh.
Oh, and I don't think Scott Peterson killed Lacey. I'll put that there. I don't give a shit. It was not him. I don't believe it.
Uh-huh.
Not enough.
Enough
evidence to put him in jail forever.
Uh-huh. And Christopher Watts didn't kill Shannon Watts.
Yo, she fucking admitted that. That was horrible. I was very ill hearing it. Oh my God. I saw my one daughter and she was saying, Dad, don't, are you gonna do that to me too? Are you nuts? He is like the utmost.
He's a monster.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Scott Peterson did not come out and say, I killed my wife. He just told his mistress that she was already dead before she was dead. But there's witnesses that saw her after the fact, and he's asking for a new trial, and he might be granted.
Guys, start a podcast.
I'm sorry.
Holy shit. Okay. To get back on track with conspiracy stuff, can I?
Okay. Yeah. Guys, everyone.
I don't want to do this.
Have you guys talked about Roswell at all?
Please. I wish you would keep doing it. It's excellent work, though. You're so good at it.
We'll talk more. We'll figure it out.
Boy, I guess we're best friends now, apparently.
Every week.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys talked about Roswell at all tonight?
No.
Not tonight.
We've been waiting for you.
Okay. So
you're the best.
So I don't have a super long thing about Roswell, but
go on.
Here's the thing. Think about this, okay? So think about the entirety of human history, right? Recorded history.
I do a lot.
10,000-20,000 years.
I do this a
lot. Of recorded history and where we
came. The Bible says it's only 4,000. You know what? Just keep going.
I know. Yeah. I know. So 6 to about 50,000 years. Think about recorded history and our progress as humanity as we move through those first 15,000-ish years, right? It wasn't very much. There wasn't like leaps and bounds as we move through history. And then Roswell happens, right? And suddenly you have these massive jumps, just like, you know, we create computers and lasers and everything just suddenly in the last 65-ish years, just everything has jumped so exponentially. I mean, look at us. I'm talking to guys in where are you, Chris and Adam? Where are you guys?
Where are we, like, physically? I'm in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Physically.
The government calls it New Jersey.
Okay, so you're New Jersey. Chris, you're what, in Georgia?
Florida.
Florida.
Florida. Close enough. Florida-Georgia line. So you guys, I'm talking to people literally hundreds of miles away from me. Jason's only a couple dozen. But I'm talking to people hundreds of miles away from me, only 65 years after Roswell, and I find that very interesting that we don't make a lot of progress as humanity for thousands of years, and then suddenly there's this supposed spaceship that crash lands in the desert, and now look where we are. And we
It takes us 50,000 years to invent the stick, and now we got internet porn.
Yes, in 65 years.
Yes.
In 65 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the aliens brought browsers to us, really.
If you really want to make a leap,
indirectly, but exactly. Technology that allowed us to indulge in all of our step sibling porn that we so desperately needed.
So weird, but that's okay. I actually thought that was a problem with my computer. I was like, what did I search one time that landed me on this as my suggested videos all the time? And then I found out that it was
everywhere. I love it. I'm a fan of the ones where the specific genre of step sibling porn, where it's like they're stuck inside.
That's
self-blind.
What I was going to say. I was going to say the same thing.
That's mom like gets, some genre.
And they can't say mom and they can't say sister. So they say not mom or not sister. So not mom gets stuck in the dryer. Like, how did she get stuck in the dryer?
Yeah. I love people getting stuck in the dryer. Like, what am I going to do? Am I going to help them out of the dryer? Or am I going to fuck them? And you have the aliens to thank for that.
Uh-huh. But that's just like think of if an actual fucking trans galaxy spaceship crashed into Earth. It probably has a ton of technology on it that we don't know. And then they just reverse engineer everything. Yeah. And then they figure out how do we market this to the American public without, you know, I am convinced that in the 1960s, someone in Congress or Senate or the president's fucking Oval Office or something said, do you think that we can get people to wear tracking devices? And someone else said, I bet get them to pay for it. And then the cell phone was invented.
Mm-hmm.
One hand wash, the other, Papi Chulo.
Yeah, that's why everyone's like, don't get that COVID vaccine. It's got a tracker on it. Here, let me tell my friends not to get the COVID vaccine on. They don't want a tracker.
On my track.
Yeah. You don't want a tracker. You don't want a tracker implanted inside of you, do you?
Well, you're thinking about it analogly, though. Is that a word? Analogly?
Analogly.
In analog terms. What if they're not tracking you? But what if the vaccine is more of like a CRISPR thing? What if it's genetic modification? What if you have more shit locked in your DNA, like motherfucking X-Man, and you don't even realize it, and they realize it, and they're taking it away
from
you before you even fucking know it?
That's a cool ass idea. I mean, that might make me. Would you get the vaccine if you found out like there's a possibility that it could unlock superpowers?
100%. I would have gotten it twice.
I'm kind of in the process of writing a story that's very similar.
All right. So what if it is? What if it's like an X-Men scenario, though, where you are now going to be persecuted for being a mutant?
That would be okay, because I feel like you're going to be put into the bigger battle, you know, that's coming. So you're going to be on sides, you know, and you're going to have some
but
powers.
The battle is going to be against you and other mutants.
Yes,
who really should just be uniting entirely against the white man.
For obviously, right? Obviously,
because they're bigoted. Okay. So what's your X-Men power, Donnie?
I don't know. Shit, I never really thought of it. What would be my X-Men power?
You got to take multiple.
Were you
vaccines.
Born in America?
You got to take multiple vaccines for shots X-Men at multiple guy. Powers, man. Because like,
thought about what superpower you would want.
I mean, I've thought about superpowers. Like flying would be awesome. But I've never thought about a mutant power like, like Deadpool is my favorite. So, that would be pretty cool. But I think that, like, Deadshot is even better, you know, just to always be able to hit your target. That would be cool.
Giant dick.
Yeah, the guy from
Fantastic
The Boys
for me.
With that
for me, giant
monster dick.
Monster.
Yeah. No, there's a guy from The Boys that has a monster cock, and he literally beats people with it. He ties
He beats people. He chokes people out.
That's me.
That thing has its own feeding schedule.
Yeah.
and healthcare plan.
Pretty fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Like fucking women with their own femur.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of research about it recently. Yeah, I mean, hopefully you get better 5G's, Zeus. I'll tell you. I've been doing a lot of research about it because I'm like to kill my time doing dumb shit that doesn't matter. Also, see my podcast, the Simmons and More podcast. But I've been, you know, I've been taking some notes on a short story that I wrote, and I've been thinking a lot about superpowers, and telekinesis is definitely the best one.
Finally.
What Chris said when I asked him was time manipulation.
That's not what I said. What I
said, oh, I'm sorry. He said, Doctor Strange shit.
Yeah, wizardry and all that shit is what I fucking told you. That was what I said.
Abracadabra shit. Yeah,
fucking wizardry.
Yeah, the fucking thing they do in,
Harry Potter. I get portals and I get astral travel.
Avocado Kedavra.
I get that's your second podcast, dude. Don't plug yourself. That's your second show.
Talking about your Harry Potter shit, you weirdo.
Avocado.
I thought you were talking about that dumb evil show that you watch.
You fucking 12-year-old girl. You're fucking such a 12-year-old girl.
Telekinesis is so much better.
Telekinesis would be cool, but what about
Is telekinesis the one to move objects, or is that the one to read minds?
Yeah.
Okay, move objects.
Telepathy, you could read people's thoughts and shit. Like, you'd never lose a poker game again.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you got good enough with telekinesis, you could just take somebody's mind out of their head.
Yeah, but you're so fucking
reading it.
This is what...
Yeah,
Telepathy and be able to also like tell a person what to do, like you're controlling them.
Yeah.
You know, read their thoughts and you can change their thoughts.
You can turn them into a hive mind.
This is connected to Roswell too, right? Because like after that, that's when they started doing all those experiments, like the men who started
That's right. Yeah. All that fucking MK Ultra, all that stuff started right after Roswell.
Now, and that was Roswell was what year? 47, or was that in the
50s? 47.
47. So that's after World War II. That's after Operation Paperclip. Yep. We already got the Nazis, and then we get...
Yep, so we already have nukes. We're already good there. And there's a you know, the theories that I have read have to do with, like, basically we launched a couple nukes at Japan because they acted a fool, and aliens saw us do that, and we're like, okay, they're on a new level.
Right.
We need to go check this place out. Yep. They've reached a new level. We need to go. And there's like three different levels of, I can't remember what it's called, but there's three different levels of, like, you can control your own atmosphere on your planet. You can harness the power of your star that powers your planet. So our sun.
like type 1 civilization, type 2 civilization.
Yes. That's it. Yeah. So we are a type 1 right now, bordering on a type 2. We're like close to a type 2.
So far,
I've heard that too. I heard Michio Kaku say that shit.
I heard Giorgio Tsoukalos say it.
Giorgio Tsoukalos is our boy. We're trying to get him on.
Good friend of the pod, actually. Old Gio.
We got six degrees of separation to Tsoukalos.
How do you guys feel about the ancient alien theory?
I love the ancient alien
theory. I was super with it, mostly because I did a lot of drugs when that show came out. It makes a lot of sense though, right?
It makes sense to me. Yeah. Like you look at a
ton of sense. Like if you look at like Göbekli Tepe, you look at ancient Egypt, you look at, you know, in the two cradles of civilization in South America and in the Middle East, they have identical pyramid structures. Okay. Right. With identical windows, the same amount of steps, they're the same height, they're the same configuration. All of it. It's like that in and of itself should blow your mind. Now
it should. Absolutely.
They literally, like, at the time, from what we understand, couldn't have communicated with each other, right? Because we were just talking about that generational gap of technology a moment ago. And that hadn't even happened yet. Or has it? Either one. Maybe they did and then they blew themselves up or went into a time portal and went somewhere else. Just on some Chris Watsky shit. But how would they know to worship the same gods with the same names, have the same stories,
aligned to the same stars too? I mean, like, it's
there are too many boxes checked in every civilization at that time. It would only make sense that there was either some great communicative skill that they had or fucking aliens are real. I mean, like, they didn't have the free internet, dude.
there's a handful of things that make me believe in like the ancient alien stuff, but one of them, one of the like big, you know, highlighted areas of that is the fact that one of these beings that they worshiped as a god would be like, I am leaving and I will be back in 5,000 years. And these people would worship the sun, they did. And 5,000 years later, this person would come, you know, this being would come back to them. And if you travel at the speed of light, 5 years at the speed of light is equal to 5,000 years here on Earth. So you're in your little spaceship traveling for only 5 years at the speed of light, and then you come back, and you could, and that could happen again. In my opinion, that could happen again, where someone's just, you know, this being will show up again and be like, here I am. Remember when I was here fucking 15,000 years ago, your time? Yeah, I went back and I've only aged 5 years. Or
whatever, yeah, 15. That would be nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at relativistic speeds, you could like zip to another galaxy, get Taco Bell and zip back and be like, yo, it's the afternoon. I'm clocking back in for my lunch break. For you guys, it's been like 8,000 years. Holy shit. Millions of generations of you have lived and died.
Well, a planet 200 million light years away from us right now at this very moment, if they're 200 million years light years away and they had a powerful enough telescope to look in on our planet, they would see dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Right.
So
that would be wild.
I know.
Jason.
Dead Air is awesome. Everyone loves Dead Air.
Wild as shit.
No, I mean it makes a lot of sense, right, that aliens were here. And what says that they haven't come back? And now the government is slowly releasing information about like contact and through.
Well, that's my problem with what happened. That's my problem with what happened a couple months ago, where the Pentagon was supposed to release any info that they had on aliens, and they didn't really give up much other than to
say, we got a page and a half. It was lame.
Yeah, thank you. Other than to say like, hey, there's some shit up there that we don't know what it is either. And I hate to say this, especially on this podcast of all of them, I tend to believe them that they don't fucking know. And I only say that because humanity is extremely resilient. Look at 9/11. 9/11 happened almost 20 years ago. And within like 2 or 3 days, the news is on a new topic. It was the biggest event in possibly world history in the last 50 years before that. And the news just kind of moves on. Humanity moves on. You think that when tragedy happens to you, the world should stop, and it doesn't. The world just continues to spin on. So I think that humanity is resilient enough, and most people anyways probably have a general thought of like, yeah, there's no fucking, you know, as much as we know about the universe, there's no way we're alone. So if the government came out tomorrow and they were like, look, there are aliens. Now if the government came out tomorrow and they were like, we really did recover a spacecraft, we have several of them between Utah, Philadelphia and New Mexico and Area 51. We have quite a few of them. We have bodies and everything. That'd be a different story. But if they were to come out and be like, yeah, we know aliens exist, we've communicated with them, and mostly they're friendly and we don't have any threats to our planet, people would be like, yeah, we kind of figured that. Great. Do we get to meet them? When can we have sex with them?
Right.
And can we fuck?
That's basically.
Can I basically bang it?
Cosby would like to know when he can drug and rape one.
Uh huh.
Yeah, but if they actually did come out and say that, though, how many people wouldn't believe it? Yeah.
That is another thing. How many people would be like, they're lying still?
I think
you take a COVID vaccine against alien COVID. I'm not going to take the vaccine.
I don't know, man. I would probably be one of them because I would be looking at what's the angle. Why are they telling me this now? We've in quotes known this shit for years, and now you're telling us why? Why? What's the angle?
This, your friend Zeus here brought up crystal skulls. Have you guys ever heard of, like, looked into those at all?
I mean, I've heard Dan Aykroyd on a podcast or two talking about
that shit. I've heard multiple people. Those things. There's one that, I mean, because there's one that was recovered 100 or more years ago, and Hewlett-Packard examined it, and they were like, we couldn't recreate this today with any computer that exists on Earth. We couldn't recreate this skull, which that's very interesting. I know everyone fucking hated the Indiana Jones crystal skull movie.
Not everybody. Not everybody but hated it.
I liked it.
It was a piece of shit.
I liked it because it was
loved it.
I liked it too.
I liked it because it was ancient aliens. I liked it because it was Ancient Aliens, and I was like, all right, Crystal Skulls, I know some shit about this, I'm okay.
Well, here's the thing, though, too. I mean, like, it is possible, and actually probably more probable, that there have just, you know, civilization has risen and fallen multiple times, and that maybe they were technologically advanced to do that, then that civilization died, and we have no record of that history, so to us, we're like, yeah, we couldn't do that, but they could.
Great point. That's a great point, because go back to Tepe. Like, I think that, like, the Nazca lines, I think, are definitely a alien thing. That is 100% an alien thing. That there's no way.
Right?
What's that?
They got to be, 100%.
They have to be, absolutely. There's no way that some, like, I can get on board with a civilization might be able to lift a 160-ton brick, but I can't get on board with a civilization thousands upon thousands of years ago was able to somehow draw these lines. This was that's an alien thing.
Not only that, but like, why would they do it?
Yeah, it's to,
they would have no reason to appreciate it, nor understand, like, they would have to see it from above, and there's no technology that they had at the time to be it. They didn't have it. You know what I mean? Like,
but there are stories of these old civilizations, human civilizations, talking about, like, you know, they flew in a flying dragon, which to us kind of sounds ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
But you're using what you know at the time. And so so maybe not flying dragon.
The story of the Thunderbirds.
Yeah. And using what you know at the time. You're
fighting in the sky, and he had lightning in his hand. And like, what does that mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
In the Bhagavad Gita, right? The whole thing. Every story about a war in the Bhagavad Gita is a story about aliens fighting each other. Right. Like, you can't convince me otherwise.
Yes, like, absolutely. Yeah. I know that.
And fought a dragon and used lightning and fire. Yes. He shot fire out of his face.
Yes.
Come on, man.
And you use what you know. Exactly. This is what I know that I can relate this to. So, you know, 50 or 60 years ago, you start seeing a UFO for the first time, you're going to describe it as an airplane, because that's what you know. This is the thing that you know, it's that, like, is up chariot in the air.
Talk about the chariot. They knew chariots back then, because it was like Roman times and shit. Yep. It's a chariot in the sky, and you think it's ridiculous, but at the same time, what does a chariot do? It carries motherfuckers around. So when you see motherfuckers flying around in the sky, they must be riding some fucking sky chariot. That's the only way you have to write it. You don't have a fucking word for spaceship yet.
Right. Exactly. Yes. You don't have a word for it.
It's so an air car.
But you know.
God damn. I think that's a great way to sign off there, boys. Not for nothing. Dude. But this has been a fucking wildly successful episode. Donnie, you're the fucking best. Can we have you on for like a real episode?
For real? Hell fucking yeah. I've been trying to tell Jason that for like a year.
Jason doesn't even like us. Yeah,
he's been telling us that you have.
We get the shit done.
He's been telling us that you don't want to come on. He said you hated
him. Oh, this motherfucker. I bet he did too.
He did. Look at him, dude. Shit. Look at him. Don't look at me. That's a face that you can't fucking trust right there.
don't even worry about that, okay? I just do what the CIA tells me to do. What do you want from me?
Obviously.
What do you want from me? I'm a fucking op.
You're totally a fucking
op. I already told you I'm a fucking op. You're
100% an op. Donnie, where can people find you on the internet, bud?
Adulting Donnie on Instagram, Adulting with Donnie podcast on Facebook, and obviously the show, Adulting with Donnie.
Hell yeah.
And we'll get you back soon.
I wouldn't listen to the last one, but maybe the ones before that.
No, the last one is pretty good. It's wow, you know? You opened the episode with a rape. That's
I did. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
it only gets more depressing from there.
Seems like a lot.
Somehow. And I'm selling the Adulting with Donnie podcast right now, guys. Go listen to the newest episode. It starts with rape and it gets worse. Okay.
Yeah. It only gets darker the further you go.
Outstanding. That's my kind of entertainment. I'm not going to lie to you. Jason motherfucking Almy.
That's me. That's my name.
And where can they find you?
Yeah, if you want to find me, you can find me at Jason Almy on the Twitter, on the Instagram. Shit Happens When You Party Naked is my other show, My Main Bitch. You can find that behind bars on patreon.com/Team Almy. That's where I'm coming at you with new episodes with that wild shit that I love to talk. And here on Creatures of the Night, always, every week, but every other week. And sometimes not even that.
hashtag canceled. Christian.
I'm The Real Wutzke on Twitter and Instagram. Hit me up, and you can find me as well on Creatures of the Night. Please take a moment on the way out to visit our sponsors. It helps us out a lot. Go to hempbombs.com. Use code CREATURE. Save 20% on some CBD. Go to onnit.com, O-N-N-I-T.com. Use code CREATURE. Save 10%. And go to official.com, O-H-F-I-S-H-L. Official creates high-quality T-shirts, hats, and jewelry at an affordable price. Awesome logos, awesome graphics made by the homie Casual himself. Use code CREATURE. Save 25% on some comfortable ass t-shirts. You cannot beat it anywhere.
Official's the best.
And we'll be back soon, hopefully with Donnie on a proper episode. I've been told that I'm Donnie is a little bit of an Area 51 aficionado. So I'd like to dig into some of that and see what we can turn up.
But talk that shit.
We are the Creatures, Night Creatures Pod on Instagram, Night Creatures on Twitter, innercirclepn.com.
Guys, thank you so much for hanging out. Thanks for everyone who called in. We love you. Peace the fuck out, nerds.
Hype Train USA.
Population me.
Population this. Yes, man.
Drive you through the night, down the hills.